Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You can't hold him back. There were people comparing Carmelo Anthony to the plight of one Colin Kaepernick. That he was being blackballed out of the NBA. That the NBA had said no to a Hall of Famer. A man that could still get her done. And there he was, Tuesday night in the Bayou. Carmelo Anthony returning to the hardwood for the first time in over a year. I want to say much anticipated, but I don't know if that's true. But it was his debut for the Trailblazers. Carmelo went out and scored 10 points. He had 4 rebounds and 1 block shot, and Portland lost to a team that is without their number one pick, who hasn't played yet, Zion Williamson. He gone. And so Drew Holiday and some of those other guys able to get it done for a very marginal Pelicans team. So let's discuss the question. What's your initial reaction here to the Carmelo Anthony debut, the much ballyhooed by some debut of Carmelo? People waiting a long time, looking forward to this. Now, I did watch the game, and I'm going to tell you, that's the only way I will watch a Blazers game at this particular point. I watched. There were some other games. They didn't do much for me. But I was like, well, I figured Carmelo Anthony, there'd be something going on there. And sure enough, there was. Now, my thoughts, you've got vintage, disheveled, and divorce court. And we will combine all of this together. And we'll also hear from Carmelo Anthony in a minute. Coop, check your messages. All right. Conventional wisdom says that this particular marriage between Melo and Portland is more of like a shotgun wedding than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, Portland's got injuries. They're off to a disappointing start. Carmelo's got no other options. So they need each other for now. But it's a long shot that this ends up having a happy, happy ending. Now, that said, Carmelo Anthony had another, I would call it a classic performance. Having watched this game, it was like he was back at Madison Square Garden, right over Penn Station. Melo hadn't played an NBA game, as we said, in over a year. And yet, I would say he was in midseason form on this particular night. The Blazers were shorthanded. They were without Damian Lillard, who missed the game with back spasms, and playing, a team, the Pelicans, not very good. They're not a playoff team. Not expected to be anywhere near the top of the Western Conference at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. And it's a small sample size, but it appears that the people that talked about Carmelo Anthony and his plight, they were right. He nothing's changed. Melo looked like he should be drinking a smoothie more than playing in the NBA. I mean, it appeared that he needed a nice fruit smoothie. He shot less than 30%, turned the ball over 5 times, did that in only 24 minutes. Only 24 minutes. Now, had Melo played the full game, the numbers say he would have shot 8 of 28 with no assists and 10 turnovers for 20 points. Yeah. You know what that is? That is vintage Melo from the Knickerbockers is what that is. That stat line is Carmelo Anthony with the Knicks the last couple years he was with the Knicks. It's on brand. No false advertising. No false advertising for Carmelo. Now, part B of this. Now, I understand there are many people, and I'm not part of this group, that are pulling for Carmelo, and they want to see Carmelo do well. Maybe you're one of those people because of nostalgia. You're of the age, you grew up, and some of your favorite memories of sports over recent years are you go back to Syracuse and that very brief run by Carmelo Anthony. Although I seem to remember Jerry McNamara knocking down a lot of three-point shots for the Cues in that particular championship run for Jim Boeheim. But besides that, maybe you enjoyed watching Carmelo for the Denver Nuggets and the Powder Blues or the New York Knickerbockers back when he first got to New York in those days. The pizzazz, the presence, which I guess are still there, the charisma, but they don't help you win games. It doesn't help you win games. And Carmelo looked as disheveled as ever. He was a liability in this particular game. Now, what is my evidence that Carmelo Anthony was a liability? Let's go back to the numbers. All right, let's go to the numbers. So the Blazers were outscored while Carmelo was on the court by 20 points. They were outscored by 20 points while Melo was out there. Portland actually outscored the Pelicans by 9 points when Melo was on the bench. So they actually outscored the opponent while he was away. And you know what Melo is at this point? If he was a baseball player, he would be a designated hitter. All he's interested in is offense. He doesn't even pretend to have an interest in the defensive side of things. He does not. Listen, there's a lot of NBA players like that. I get it. I understand. I know what's going on here. But he's essentially a designated hitter at this particular point. Unfortunately, they don't have the designated hitter in the NBA. It's not, because you're exposed, right? You go out there, you play. If you don't play any defense, you don't even try to play defense, then the other team has a competitive advantage, a huge competitive advantage. The last word here. So Carmelo, he's got to be on his best behavior in order to stay on the Oregon Trail, right? He's got to keep his nose clean and not rock the boat and all that stuff. Lay low and don't make any noise is what they say there. And there is a date, a magical date in January, where the Blazers can hit the eject button. They can flip the dead man switch, and Melo is out. See you later. Now, we'll see how this turns out. I am not optimistic. I would say that Melo only has about a 30% chance, and I think I'm going high on that now, of sticking in Portland. And let me tell you my thinking behind that. If the Blazers continue to blow, which is what they are right now, they suck, and they're crappy, then Melo, why would he keep him around for? If the team's bad, and he's shooting 28%, and he's in his mid-30s and all that, no, they're not going to keep him around. I mean, we'll get somebody else in here. We'll get rid of Carmelo. It didn't work out. We'll save a couple of bucks. We'll go to the divorce court. That's it. The other bizarre thing was that Carmelo decided to wear double zero. Double zero. Right, that's a fat center's number, his double zero. That's not a slick, powerful. Carmelo, by wearing double zero, announced, I'm a fat ass. I'm a Portland Trailblazer, and I am a tub of goo. That's what double zero is. You think in the history of the NBA, the guys that have worn double zero, tell me one slick, athletic double zero. They're all big, fat guys that wear double zero. May he rest in peace, the late, great Kevin Duckworth, back in the day for the Portland Trailblazers of the late 80s and the 90s. But it is appropriate, because that's also double zero, the value that Carmelo is bringing to Portland. That's it. Now, do we have the Carmelo Anthony soundbite? Do we have it? All right, here's Melo after the game. Now, the great thing, Melo played a terrible game. The team was outscored by 20 points while I was on the court. Didn't play any defense. And Carmelo is la 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 la. That's Carmelo, right, after the game?
Tonight, you start, you're going through flow, you hit your big three. How did it make you feel? Like, I'm back in the game again.
Yeah, you know, it was just like, man, you know, I belong here. Like, it's, the first thing that came to mind when I hit that, when I ran out on the court, I'm like, why? Like, you know, like, why I take this long? But I won't ask why no more. Like, I'm done with that.
Yeah. Well, I can answer why it took so long. Look at the defensive side. That's why it took so long, Carmelo. This is not brain surgery here. This is not. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And I imagine we will not have many more nights we can lead this show with the Portland Trailblazers. And what's going to happen also when Carmelo Anthony comes in and has to play with Damian Lillard? Lillard missed the game with back spasms in New Orleans, but I assume he's going to be back in the next game. And you know, that means Carmelo doesn't pass. It's the black hole out in the galaxy is what it is. I mean, you throw the ball in there. It's a space term. It's a term from outer space. But anyway, listen, you get the point on that. All right, it is the...
Boom! Chakalaka! Yeah,
exactly. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. I came in here and Frosty, Justin Frostberg, the producer of the Jason Smith Show, he came up and he says, you know, Ben, you're not going to be able to avoid it. He says, you're going to have to do I Love LeBron Radio. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I don't have to do that because I got two guys I work with that will lick all over LeBron James. So I don't need to do that at all. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it.
LeBron James.
Maybe I'm a bad talk show host. I don't get excited because LeBron had a triple-double against all 30 NBA teams. LeBron's been a journeyman, right? He's changed teams four times in his career. Michael Jordan changed teams twice. That was only because, you know, he came back and got an ownership stake in the Washington Wizards back in the day. Magic, well, you could say he might have played for another team if he hadn't had the HIV, but he didn't. Larry Bird didn't play for anybody else. The truly greats don't change teams four times like LeBron, but hey, listen, to each their own. I know some are fired up about that, some are excited. Yay. We'll take your phone calls. I assume you know the number, so I don't need to give it out. If you don't know the number, it's easy to find. And if you don't know the number and you don't find the number, well, you're probably not bright enough to call the show, so it's better that you don't call the show. And we're also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller, and you can hang out. I've got a lot of nicknames. I got 44 official nicknames that I have. I have been called the spin master of misinformation, the bannering broadcaster, the Beethoven of BS, the curmudgeon of commentary, the chasm of sarcasm, the czar of zany, the dark knight of weeknight sports radio, the mogul of mischief, Benny the Brazen.
And get ass on Facebook.
The king of zing, Moneyball Maller, facetious fox, sultan of insulting, jumping jack of wisecrack, insight of overnight.
I really did.
The nabob of negativity, sage of outrage, pinnacle of cynical, prince of preposterous, professor of propaganda.
I like wacky.
Hizar of hyperbole and the Mad Hatter of sports chatter. Got my hat of the day. I will reveal my hat of the day. I know you're dying to know which hat I'm wearing today.
Emmanuel Madai.
That's not the hat I'm wearing. I do not have his hat. I do not. I'm sorry.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So it's time now. We are all gathered together around the Magic Radio Box for our obligatory Houston Astros or Dirty Dogs Maller Monologue. Now we continue the most thorough, transparent conversation on overnight sports talk radio about this horrifically corrupt band of banshees from Houston who have been running wild around baseball. And if you've not been following it, maybe you missed a day, I'll get you caught up to speed on what you need to know. I'll give you the thumbnail recap here. The boss has spoken, which is appropriate because we had a caller who's called a couple of times, Lee. Sound of the Astros ringing. But Lee in Seattle, who had asked, why have we not heard from the CEO of baseball? Why have we not heard from the man that supposedly is the face of justice, truth, justice in the baseball way? Well, almost on cue, now we have Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. He's the boss. He's wearing a hard hat and goggles. It was pretty funny. So he's wearing a hard hat and goggles. He's touring the Texas Rangers' new ballpark. Of course, the old ballpark was only 20 years old, so you had to get to a new ballpark that's outdated. And he went on the record. Rob Manfred went on the record about the active investigation of the baseball team in Houston. And he pointed out that the very integrity of the sport is on the line.
Any allegation that relates to a rule violation that could affect the outcome of a game or games is the most serious matter. It relates to the integrity of the sport.
Yeah. Are you listening, Chris in Houston and your other little minions? Now, that's the commissioner of baseball saying this is like, not, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors. This is a felony. This is a felony charge. All right, here's more from the commissioner of baseball who says that Major League Baseball is sparing no expense when it comes to getting to the bottom of this espionage.
In terms of where we are, we have a very active, what is going to be a really, really thorough investigation ongoing. But beyond that, I can't tell you how close we are to done.
So I can't, I'm saying, but I can't say. All right, now here's more from the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. One of the excuses for the Astro supporter is that, well, yeah, we cheated, but everyone else is doing it. Everyone else had their own video set up, and they were banging pots and pans and all that stuff. So Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, was asked about that, whether or not this has happened elsewhere. The same exact thing the Astros are being accused of. He addressed that.
Right now, we are focused on the information that we have with respect to the Astros. I'm not going to speculate on whether other people are going to be involved. We'll deal with that if it happens, but I'm not going to speculate about that. I have no reason to believe that it extends beyond the Astros at this point in time.
So, again, that they have no reason to believe and all that stuff. So, here's more from Manfred wearing, again, it's more of a visual thing, but he had a hard hat and goggles on. It was pretty funny. Like, he couldn't take the hard hat and goggles off before he talked to the media? He couldn't do that? So, the question of punishment, what will the punishment be? Will the punishment fit the crime? I've already recommended some punishment. Here's what the commissioner of baseball had to say about what kind of adjudication the Astros are looking at.
I'm not going to speculate on what the appropriate discipline is.
Why not?
That depends on, you know, how the facts are established at the end of the investigation. The general warning that I issued to the clubs, I stand by. I mean, it certainly could be all those things, but my authority under the Major League Constitution would be broader than those things as well.
I love that they call it the Constitution. It's very patriotic to call it the Constitution. We should call the rules of the show the Constitution. We signed the Declaration of Independence. We'll all go to Philadelphia, Freedom Hall, and we'll just have a good time. All right, anyway, here's more. Last one. This is the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred, who says that the goal now of baseball is to make sure what the Astros have apparently done doesn't become widespread.
People want the game played consistent with our rules and feel it's important that we figure out exactly what happened here and take steps to make sure that it doesn't happen in the future by imposing appropriate discipline.
Lock them up! Lock them up! Lock them Astros up! So again, the key part of that, Rob Manfred said that he has the authority to levy significant punishment on the Astros based on the findings of the investigation. So let us discuss. Now, do you believe that Rob Manfred's statement about the Astros and the investigation, you believe there's accuracy in what he had to say? So I've got the measuring stick, cat and mouse, and the Old West, and we will connect all this together. Now, first of all, in recent decades, Major League Baseball commissioners have been mostly talk and very little action. And there's only been a few commissioners since the early 90s. You had Faye Vincent, Bud Selig, and you have the current commissioner, Rob Manfred. A lot of these guys have threatened very dramatic punishment, but rarely do they actually follow through on that. So I'm hopeful, but I'm also realistic that this will turn into another boondoggle with Major League Baseball. Manfred has had a pretty easy ride. He hasn't been the commissioner that long. And now he's got to put his big boy pants on. This is an opportunity for him to throw down some serious punishment. And it really is a measuring stick moment for him as a commissioner. Major League Baseball needs to take a page out of the Miles Garrett playbook and throw down Thor's hammer on the head of those weasels in the Astros organization. I'm talking Jeff Luhnow, I'm talking A.J. Hinch, and all the other bad actors who we don't even know who these people are. Send them to the Who's Gal, the baseball Who's Gal. They got the baseball constitution. Send them to the baseball Who's Gal. Let these guys, all right, who are involved in this, let them go work as pig farmers because they're full of pork, or whatever they want to do. But that's it. I mean, vacate the 2017 World Series. Lifetime bans for those that need the lifetime bans. Every player who has worn an Astros uniform in this stretch of years, they all have a price to pay. They're all complicit. All of them should keep Verlander, Jose Altuve, and anybody else on the Astros who's heading to Cooperstown out of the Hall of Fame. Keep them out, right? I mean, listen, if you're involved in this team-wide cheating scandal, keep them out. Now, secondly, right now Major League Baseball is in the early stages of a cat-and-mouse game with the Astros, right? They've been boxed, the Astros, into a corner. And so what are they going to do? Now, typically, Major League Baseball would attempt to downplay a scandal, tone down the rhetoric. That's how these big thing corporations, anything in sports, I mean, it's common sense. You know, PR, anyone who took a PR class in college knows, you try to diffuse the situation, you try to downplay the significance of it. In this case, the proverbial cat is out of the bag, right? Because the internet sleuths have been doing the investigative work for Major League Baseball. Hundreds of video clips showing bang, bang, and whistles being used to signal what pitch was coming in to the Astro hitters. You've got the Anthony Snowden of baseball, Mike Fiers, the pitcher who was in the inner circle as a member of the Houston Astros, who has said what's going on. He laid out all the details. The Astros' systemic cheating with Evan Drellick in The Athletic. People have tried to discredit him as a bitter baller. And then the World Series video showed the exact setup that Mike Fiers described in the initial story, giving some credibility. Caught red-handed. Major League Baseball simply has to fill in the blanks. And there's not that many blanks. We're not talking about a lot of blanks. Just initial here, sign there, we're good. And Rob Manfred has also been called out by a former commissioner, Faye Vincent, who was baseball's big guy from way back in the late 80s to the early 90s after Bart Giamatti passed away. Faye Vincent wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post in which he said what the Astros have been accused of isn't gamesmanship, it's flat-out cheating. So from former commissioner Faye Vincent. All right, final thought. So the Astros, while they are technically in the American League West, they are playing the rule book from the lawless Old West is what they're doing. You're saying it's like the lawless Old West. They are the modern-day cattle rustlers, guns a-blazing, right? That's the Astros, outlaws running loose in Major League Baseball. The vigilantes dishing out vengeance indiscriminately against these other teams with bang, bang, and the whistle, and buzz, all that, right? Do my own sound effects now. So what happens next? We wait for the next drip from the broken faucet, the drip of information. It is the Book of Revelations. Every day we learn something new. A little birdie tells me that Brandon Taubman, the guy that loves some domestic violence, the Astros assistant GM, Brandon Taubman, who's no longer working for the team because he got whacked during the World Series, he is the person who has the superpower to crank this up a couple of notches. Now, Taubman can literally blow the roof off this entire investigation. We already have overwhelming evidence as it is, so he's likely not necessary, but he can take it higher up because he knows where the bodies are buried. Right, he knows where the bodies are buried. Now, some people think he won't say anything, but let's say Taubman, who was recently fired as the assistant GM of the Astros, he has the ability, I think we all agree, he has the ability to lay it on thick here. If he starts singing like a canary and turns state's evidence against the Astros, then Houston is on the express train to Dante's Inferno. That is where they are going there, the Astros franchise. Eternal damnation. Fire and brimstone for the Astros. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. If you'd like to talk about that, the lines are open. You can join the conversation. Let's see here. In good, we trust, says, dissolve the Astros. Let the rest of the clubs pick from the ex-Astros still signed players, starting with the last place team this year on up in a draft, like a snake draft style. Yeah, you know, that's not outrageous. I think that's got to be on the table. I think everything has to be on the table. I would think so. Now let's go now to the Houston Astros PR department, and that would be Chris in Houston. Hello, Chris!
This is so stupid. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
Bang, bang!
You sound like you're going to be so bitter when there's no evidence. Let's put this.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
you can't say there's no evidence. Now you, you can't. No, 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 no. You can't say no evidence. It is. There's already evidence. You've got a whistleblower.
It's not a. That's not a whistleblower. How is
he played for the team and said he felt guilty? It's like the guy that's it's like the getaway driver from a murder and says, "Oh man, I didn't know the guy was going to kill the other guy. I feel guilty. The guy died." That's exactly what Mike Fiers was, the getaway driver. What?
This is so stupid.
Well, you, so you're attacking.
I'm moving to basketball.
Of course, you because you have nothing to say about the Astros. You said there's no evidence. There's hundreds of videos. There's a whistleblower. The commissioner of baseball, the very commissioner of baseball, came out and trashed your team. He said a lot. We played like five sound bites. He said a lot.
He said nothing.
There's A.J. Hinch going to the bathroom right there. There's A.J. Hinch taking a dump.
That's what he's supposed to say. That's what he's
saying. Okay.
Is getting asked. All right.
So, again, just to recap, you're in denial. There are stages of grieving. You're shooting the messenger.
I didn't call to argue with you about the Astros.
Well, because there's no argument. I'm on the right side of history. There's no argument.
Okay. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. Okay. We're going to make it just like this. Okay, Ben? All right. If the Astros come out as cheaters, I will come on your radio show and say the Astros are cheaters and they're filthy, dirty dogs.
No, you will not. You will not. Just like when they lost the World Series this year, you didn't call up. You won't call up.
I did call up.
You did not call up. You did not call. I was here right after the World Series. I took 4 hours of phone calls.
I went to sleep. I don't got time for all that.
Yeah, like I said. Hey,
I had to go sleep with the wife, man. Come on now. I got to.
Well, congratulations! Proud heterosexual male.
This is
yes.
What I want you to do.
What?
Now, this is what I want you to do. When the Major League come out and say that the Astros did the right thing, they didn't do anything wrong. I want you to admit on radio that the Astros won that World Series in Dodgers Chavez Ravine.
Well,
that's what I want you.
Well,
to
they
admit
didn't.
To.
They tied the World Series in 2016.
See,
that's A.
Go.
They tied
there
it. They scored the same number of runs.
But
so
let's get to the whole thing about today, okay? Because all this crap is nothing, okay? Carmelo out there looking like Fat Albert trying to shoot the basketball.
That's okay. True. He did look like Fat Albert.
And then I talked to Coop before I got on the radio. Did you see this Lakers schedule? I need to rip the NBA. Adam Silver giving the Lakers a head start. Do you know that the Rockets or the Clippers, we don't play them till Super Bowl week?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Because the NBA sets it up because most people aren't watching. The NBA ratings are in the toilet. It's horrible. No one's watching these games.
So like they don't put on this big facade now.
Well, no, they're waiting.
The Lakers are this greatest team.
Well, I know they're beating tomato cans. I understand. It doesn't.
Who the Rockets beat?
What's that? They beat the Clippers.
The Rockets' schedule's all that different.
They beat the Clippers. That's the top team in the NBA. The Rockets beat the Clips.
Oh yeah, top team in the NBA.
Well, who do the Lakers lose to? The Clippers. So I mean, come on.
The Rockets lose to the Heat. The Lakers beat the Heat.
He's
we can play that game all day long.
Top team in the East.
All right.
What?
Okay.
The Heat lost.
See, that's
the
what
Rockets,
happens.
The Rockets lost to the Heat by 29 points.
Chris, you're battling my producers that are wearing Laker memorabilia. They both have the same Laker hat.
Him saying there's no evidence against the Astros, I should have blew him up then.
There is more Laker memorabilia in the other room than on the Lakers bench during a game at Staples Center, these guys, with all the Laker
it's
hats.
It's two hats.
It's disgusting. I got to look at that. They should put window tin on the glass in the radio station so I don't have to look at that. It's blasphemy. It's disrespectful. Now, the hat I'm wearing, by the way, I mentioned this.
Yeah, that's
the hat of the day. I have, this was sent by a listener, Quad Cities, Iowa, the Mallards, the hockey team, the Mallards. I love this hat. It's in my rotation. I wear it about once a week, the Mallards hat, a hat sent by listeners, and I liked it. So, and if you want to send it, I'm a size 8, by the way. I got a big head. All right. Big brain, big head. That's what happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And to Koopa Loop, we go for the third degree.
Yesterday marked exactly 1 year since Alex Smith went down with a brutal broken leg. His wife posted a video on Instagram that showcased his progress, ending with him sprinting on a treadmill. Yeah. Ben, do you think there's any chance Smith could play again?
No, not even a remote possibility that he's going to play another NFL game. It wasn't just a broken leg. The leg snapped like a twig. So I just don't see it possible. A top-level NFL player. Number one, the fact that Alex Smith did not have his leg amputated is a bit of a miracle, right? That was on the table when the injury happened. He should play again. With his kids is what he should do. That's what he ought to do here. I cannot imagine a scenario where an NFL team will even justify having him go out and practice in a scrimmage-like environment. Forget playing in an actual game. I don't see that. And then number two, Alex Smith is 35 years old. He spent a year of his life having operations and physical therapy, learning how to walk again. A lot of trips to doctors and medical professionals. He does not need to come back for financial reasons. It'd be one thing if it's like, hey, I got to make a living, man. I got to make ends meet. I got to pay my bills. But he's living the life of Riley. So you're not going to come back and play with that injury. And he will make every penny of the $71 million guaranteed from Dan Snyder. And if he can't live on $71 million the rest of his life, then he's clearly done something wrong and should hire some new accountants. All right, next!
Ben, the Indianapolis Colts currently sit at the top of the AFC South standings, despite not having their top receiver the past few weeks. And now it seems like they're going to be without Marlon Mack for a few weeks as well. Do you think they'll be able to hold on to their spot?
Well, this is a tenuous situation in Indianapolis because Jacoby Brissett, no one likes to talk about this, he's not playing well. He played well the first few weeks of the year, but if Indy cannot consistently run the ball, the pendulum of pressure shifts all the way in Jacoby Brissett's corner of the room there. He has to carry more of the water. The last 4 weeks, Jacoby Brissett is the 28th ranked quarterback in the NFL. He's been a really bad road player. He's been okay in Indianapolis, but on the road, he hasn't been very good. Jeff Driscoll, who sucks for the Lions, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's not very good for the Dolphins, have been better over the last 4 weeks. Driscoll didn't play all that, but the time he's played, he's been better than Jacoby Brissett. And B, this Thursday night game should be for the whole ball of wax. If you look at the schedules in the AFC South, both teams have a lot of cupcakes. The hostess schedule the rest of the way, they each have one tough game after they play each other. The Texans host the Patriots, while the Colts travel to the Pit of Vipers in New Orleans. And so those will likely be losses for the Texans and Colts. But other than that, it looks like a very manageable, winnable schedule. But I don't trust Jacoby Brissett, so the Colts are in the danger zone. All right, next!
Panthers owner David Tepper spoke to the media and said that his team hasn't made a decision on the future of Cam Newton yet, but he's open to Cam staying around if it's good for all parties. Any chance that happens, Ben?
Well, yeah, there's a chance, but it's a slim chance. It's like, 70-30 that Cam Newton plays somewhere else. Now, first of all, Kyle Allen, what happened to this guy? He had been playing pretty well, and then a trap door opened up with him, and he fell into a pit of flames with the Carolina Panthers. The last 4 weeks, he's the 39th-ranked quarterback in the NFL, and that's only going to add fuel to the, hey, let's keep Cam Newton around crowd. Now, secondly, Cam Newton is not the Messiah. His production has slowly been decreasing in several key areas. He's been choppy in recent years. And when you do the math, the Maller math, it's a good time to make a change. Cam Newton's a middle-aged quarterback. He's dependent on his legs. Now injuries have kind of entered the room. And remember, the Belichick model, get rid of a player a year too early rather than a year too late, whether it's because of salary, performance, or age. So I say, Carolina, move on. Don't be a scaredy cat. Go out and get a different quarterback. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you passed this edition.
Back! The winning streak starts anew. Winner, 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 winner. The man's a winner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars.
Here's Ben Maller.
It is Password Time, brought to you by Discover Card. We treat you like you'd treat you. Now, should I allow Flexus to play? I'll allow Flexus to play. Hello, Flexus.
Yeah, I was on speakerphone, honey, but I'm okay now.
I don't know that you're okay.
I'm here.
I don't know how to use the word.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here. I'm okay. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right, hold on. And Rob in Vegas. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, Benjamin. Let's do this.
Okay, we will do this. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll do it right away. Flexus, who do you want to partner up with, Flexus?
You.
Oh, boy.
I want to cheat.
I don't work for the Astros. I'm sorry. Bang, bang! All right, here we go. Very nice. Rob, who would you like to partner up with, Rob?
Mr. Hockey.
Mr. Hockey. Oh, Roberto. Yeah, okay. So it's Rob and Eddie, and the team that's going to win is Ben and Flexus. Very, very good. All right, we have a list of words, 1 to 10, and Flexus, get us started here.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Number five.
I don't know that it's going to be fun. I don't know that I would use that that word fun, but it will be something. All right, the first word up, you said number five, yes? All right, number five. Let's go with
number five.
Approve.
A pool?
Approve. Oh, my God.
Approved. Oh, approved. Passed?
Wow.
Approved. That's, means okay. Or passed.
That's a terrible answer. Go ahead, Eddie. I'm dead. It's over.
Ben said approve. I will say permit.
Oh.
Select.
I'm sorry. What
he said? Select. What did he say? I don't know what he said. I don't know. But it's not a. Let's go with.
I think I got it, Ben. Is it allowed?
Let me give the damn clue, okay?
Okay.
Let's go with official.
Allowed.
Oh my God. I love that you're wrong and you still gave the. All right, go ahead, Eddie.
How about permission?
Select.
No.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's password for idiots. Let's go to endorse.
There's no chance.
No chance. Yeah.
Take.
Throw the word.
What did you say?
Take.
All right. No, the word we were looking for was
wrong.
Authorize. What? Authorize. If you approve something.
Who the hell is going to pick on that word at 5:45 in the morning?
Koopa Loop. That's who came up with the list. All right. Go ahead, Eddie.
Pick he's on drugs.
Well, that might be true. Rob.
Rob, 1 through 10, but not 5.
Number 2.
Number 2. Okay. The clue is injure.
Hurt.
It's a good guess. It's not the word.
Let's go with laceration.
Damage?
Oh. No.
All right. How about contusion?
Nah,
slash.
What did he say?
Slash?
No, not slash.
How about I'll use the Malamu. Puncture?
No, it's not good.
No, that's not
cut?
Good. Oh, my God.
Puncture cut.
Yeah, that's a famous medical term. You take the Hippocratic Oath and you learn that, yes. Eddie, go ahead.
It's gonna be a shutout. How about a bruise?
Bruise.
I think I got it.
That was the clue I gave you. Bruise.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is this really happening, Eddie?
Yeah.
Why are we? Let's just get rid of these games. Really these guys happening. Are so stupid. They don't know anything. All right, should we throw that out too? Let's throw that.
No. Try one more time, Ben.
I'm gonna do a Mallard maneuver. Can I do a celebrity shot?
Yeah, go ahead. Who cares? I don't care.
Open.
Damage.
Yeah, somebody got it.
No, no,
it
but
wasn't,
not,
it wasn't Flexus.
It wasn't the guy that was supposed to get it.
It was not Flexus.
We're out of time. No, you guys are both idiots. All right, shame on you.
It was Wound. We win.
No, you
it
don't was. Win.
He got
you did
it.
Not win.
He said Wound.
He did not get it.
That is
not
the word.
That is incorrect.
He guessed the
you
word.
You didn't give a clue.
Robin
it doesn't. No, that is incorrect.
Gave a clue.
You did not win.
He got
the
it
The game was over.
He said Wound.
The game was over.
He said Wound.
We declared it a tie.
It's a
0-0 tie.
He said Wound.
You don't win, Eddie.
I win.
You do not win.
Thank you.
You don't win. You're not a winner.